Welcome back to Bone Up on Biz. This is your host, Joyce Bone. Now we're going to be talking with Randy Gage from Prosperity Factory. And the topic today is Risky is the New Safe. That's his book, shows how disruptive technology, accelerating speed of change, and economic upheaval are changing the game when it comes to building wealth. Randy, our guest today, has might have the most controversial and thought-provoking book of the year. There's a huge buzz around Risky is the New Safe, and Randy joins us to talk about how the rules have changed and what it takes to succeed in the new economy. So welcome to the show, Randy.
Thanks. Great to be on with you.
All right. You start your book with a chapter on training monkeys and cloning puppies. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Fascinating. Life-changing thing. I went to Thailand to ride an elephant in the rainforest. It was one of my bucket list things. And while I was there, I saw them training monkeys to replace human laborers, harvesting coconuts.
Okay.
I thought that was interesting. You know, we've used animals as beasts of burden, but this was kind of manual labor. And then on the same trip home, I met a couple with a puppy that they were bringing back from South Korea, and this puppy had been cloned. And I got to tell you, I mean, this puppy licked my face. It was the most adorable puppy you've ever seen. And to know that that puppy was cloned was such an earth-changing thing for me. It just took this book in the whole direction of, so when, how long before we have human cloning? And what does that mean for the economy? What does that mean for the job market? And what does it mean for the future? And when we're cloning armies, and then they're cloning sex workers. And I mean, just crazy stuff
that
will change our society in just really cataclysmic ways.
I would imagine so. We're walking around a bunch of clones. So, you know, that would be a life-changing moment to get licked by a clone puppy. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, because it was just so, like I said, you know, I knew they had cloned camels and sheep, but that's like abstract. That's like somebody's doing that in a Petri dish somewhere or something. But
right,
you're playing with that puppy and it's so, and they really did confirm that it was just like the spitting image of their beloved family pet, which had died.
Wow.
And they're just as playful and joyful. And I mean, it's pretty mind bending.
Right. And that really kind of changed how you viewed things. So you predict that the euro will collapse and this will have waterfall effects on currencies around the world. What makes you think that?
Yeah, in the book, I really lay out why the euro just is a failed model. And you can see, I mean, unemployment's about 25% in Spain now, 50% in Italy for the younger generation. You've got the have countries, Germany and France, are pretty much out of money now. And you've got Greece and Spain and Italy and these other countries which are really bankrupt. And what I'm showing in the book is that, hey, you know what? When the euro does collapse, and it will, and it'll go back to the old currencies, they'll devalue those currencies, so there'll be people who lose fortunes overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be people who make fortunes overnight because they were prepared for it. Because the dollar and the peso and the pound will all be impacted. And then so will gold and platinum and silver. And those will go up through the roof. And there'll be people who make fortunes on that. And then when the Google boys start mining asteroids with their new company called Interplanetary Resources, and it becomes cheaper to bring gold and platinum back to Earth than it is to take it out of the Earth, then the market will crash again. And there'll be people who lose money, but people who make money. And so really what the book is about is how to prepare yourself for these things in the future so you can be one of the people who profits from these changes and sees the changes coming and takes care to so that you really are become profitable because of them instead of lose your fortune.
Right. And in chapter 6, you recommend entrepreneurs move fast and break things. What's that all about?
Yeah, that was actually the mantra of Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook clan as they were plotting their world domination, right?
Right.
And I saw an interview with him the other day, and that's still their mantra. And in that chapter of the book, I'm looking at like Zuckerberg and Mark Cuban and Richard Branson and a lot of the billionaire entrepreneurs of today, and they move fast and they break things and they recognize that, hey, they're going to make mistakes and they're going to try some things and not everything's going to work. But I actually saw another interview with Mark Cuban the other day, and it was fascinating. He said, because this is what I had talked to him, you know, prior to, I kind of featured him in the book in that way. And in the interview, he said, hey, you only have to be right one time.
Right.
And, you know, in his case, he was right one time, and it made him a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not afraid to make mistakes. He's not afraid to take risks. He's not afraid to take chances. And you, the high-level entrepreneurs you see, they all are willing to do that.
That's absolutely true. Now, you have a chapter that kind of caught my eye. It's titled, Selfishness is the New Altruism. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, this is one of those chapters. A lot of buzz, a lot of reviewers are finding this pretty shocking. But, you know, I was greatly influenced by Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich. And you think back to that book, you know, the people he studied for 20 years, Ford, Firestone, Carnegie, Woolworth, Edison, nobody would accuse any of those of having small egos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think of the people on now that I'm talking about this in our time, Cuban and Zuckerberg and Oprah Winfrey and Meg Whitman, and nobody would accuse them of having a small ego either. So really what that chapter in the book is about is how high-level achievers channel their ego for a productive purpose,
mm-hmm.
channel it for success. And so, but you know, bottom line, I think you control your ego or your ego controls you. And what these high level is, and not just business, I see it in sports and politics and the arts, these high level achievers, they actually do channel their ego into a productive purpose.
That's interesting. I never heard it put quite that way.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing is everybody says ego's horrible. Ego is edging God out. Ego is bad. I don't believe that's true. You know, another book by Napoleon Hill, of course, was his master, Key to Riches. And there's a section in there where he reads it like a table of elements chart of how much some oxygen and nitrogen and all these things, which you could buy for $5. And it turns out these are actually the ingredients it would take to make a human body. And I look at it today, and the same thing, you could still buy them for about $20 at any science supply website. And I say, what is the one thing that separates us from those list of those ingredients? And it's our ego, because our ego is what makes us conscious of consciousness. And so I don't buy into this whole thing, the ego is bad. I really believe, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's people listening to the show right now and say, I know a guy with a big ego and he's just a jerk. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. Somebody who's telling you how great they are all the time or why they're better than you, that's not a healthy ego. That's probably somebody who's quite insecure.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, the people we're talking about, they actually have a healthy ego.
There you go. Healthy ego. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today about your book, Risky is the New Safe. Would you like to give out your website address in case people want to learn more?
Yeah, I've got a couple of teleseminars and interviews and extra content on how you can apply this stuff right away. And it's at riskyisthenewsafe.com. I've got about a 16, 17-minute video there, take you through the book and each chapter and what it can mean for you. riskyisthenewsafe.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Randy Gage. I appreciate you being on the show and having a chat with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of Bone Up on Business. So come on back same time, same week, same day next week. Talk to you later. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Bone Up on Business, where wildly successful entrepreneurs are created with host Joyce Bone. If you'd like to learn more tips and strategies, sign up for her complimentary e-newsletter at joycebone.com. You'll receive weekly articles and tips designed to help you create your ideal career. If you'd like to have Joyce come speak for your group or act as a private consultant, email support@joycebone.com and ask for a get acquainted call or dial 770-226-4087 or email to inquire about appearing as a guest on the show. All of this information is available online at joycebone.com.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier, thanks to the team at Waste Pro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables at local events, Waste Pro can serve all recycling collection and processing. Waste Pro provides residential and commercial solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. Waste Pro cares for the communities they serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call Waste Pro at 770-777-1447. 770-777-1447.